yeah, I mean, I talk to him every day. but, you know, I think it's part of it. I think, you know, I've known DeMarco for a long time, and I think, you know, he's, you know, a competitor in every sense of the word. And, you know, I think he wants to be on the field. He wants to feel like he's contributing. He wants to touch the ball. And so, you know, I think when that doesn't happen, he gets disappointed. But, you know, at the same time, he's a great teammate. And, you know, he was happy on Sunday that we won. You know, I think obviously he was just a little bit frustrated in his own performance.
Do you think running on those checks and Dennis get, you know, one of the theories about his lack of success or less success this year, the way you guys set up, do you buy that? Do
you think you know, I really don't know. I've never played running back. I'm not really sure.
But, I mean, you played with him in college where
he was Right. You know, I don't know. You know, I think you would have to ask him. I'm sure that he'd be able to tell you a little bit more in depth on, you know, what I could. You know, I know it's different. You know, I think, you know, there's probably an adjustment period, and, you know, he might be still going through that.
Is he happy here?
What's up?
Is he happy here?
You know, from every conversation I've had with him, you know, he hasn't said anything otherwise. But like I said, you'd have to ask him, and he would have to answer that for you.
Are you surprised his numbers aren't what they were like, you know, I think he would have the same kind of year last year. That was, you know, a crazy year, but that they're not closer to that kind of, you know, league
in Russia. You know, I think it's hard to compare year to year. You know, it's a different team, it's a different situation. His role is different in this offense than it was last year. You know, obviously last year he had a great year. You know, he's still a great player, even though his numbers aren't the same, but I think it's really difficult. I think you're kind of comparing apples to oranges when you look at those two different sets of numbers.
How do you keep this from becoming a distraction? I mean, is it a distraction?
You know, I don't pay attention to it. I think there's a lot of guys in that locker room who don't pay attention to it. You know, he came in today, you know, was his typical self, had a great practice, worked hard. You know, there was nothing said at practice. There's nothing that's been said in our meetings. You know, it really hasn't been an issue for us so far.
Sam, what does it mean to you, even through your injuries this year, that you still have a chance to win this division, and it's right there in front of you, the opportunity this last month?
Yeah. You know, I think I touched on a little bit after the game on Sunday, but, you know, obviously we would like our record to be much better than it is right now. But, you know, given where we are in the season, you know, to be tied for the lead in the division, you know, and to really control our own destiny these last 4 weeks, I think that's all you can ask for.
How do you look at the running game now? Like, you know, last week you had the rotation with three guys, and now you're adding Ryan Matthews back into the mix. I mean, what does that do, you know, for the overall running game with all these guys?
You know, I think the great thing about that is, you know, we've got four guys we feel really comfortable handing the ball to, and it keeps those guys fresh. You know, if we can play the way we want to play, which is up-tempo, and get our play count, you know, upper 70s into the 80s and keep those guys fresh, you know, hopefully in the third and fourth quarter, you know, when they're starting to wear down, you know, we're continuing to put those guys in and they're coming in and running hard and, you know, staying a little bit fresher.
Because you were starting to see that, I mean, before you got hurt and before Ryan got hurt, you know, with the way Ryan and DeMarco were playing. I mean, do you think he'd be better now that, you know, Stoles and Max and Nix
and yeah, I mean, four is better than two, right?
In the game, do you wear anything on your left shoulder to protect it, or do anything of that nature?
Yeah, wearing a little bit extra padding on that left shoulder right now.
You joked, that you don't even know who you're handing it off to.
Yeah.
Isn't there also an adjustment, though? I mean, the guys at different heights and different, coming at you. I mean, is it really that irrelevant to you when you're...
I mean, it is a little bit different. Obviously, DeMarco and Sproles are a little bit different size. I think I do notice before the play who I'm handing the ball to. But I think, you know, it did take me a while when I first got here because, you know, Sproles comes in there and you really kind of have to lower the mesh point. But, no, it's fun playing with all those guys when they rotate like that.
Sam, what kind of challenges does Buffalo present offensively?
You know, it's a big test for us this week. You know, they're a really good defense. You know, I think one of the biggest things is, you know, we've got to be able to keep ourselves ahead of the chains. You know, we can't have penalties. You know, we can't have negative plays and put ourselves behind the chains because, you know, I think once you get into third and long, I mean, they're going to come after you. It's heavy, heavy pressure, you know, force you to get the ball out, and then they try to rally and tackle before the sticks. So, you know, we've got to control their front, got to be on top of their blitzes. When they do decide to pressure us, you know, we've got to beat that and try to get them out of it.
Three games with no turnovers for you, what's been the difference?
You know, I think just getting more comfortable, not forcing things, you know, going through my progressions, you know, not sticking on one or two, you know, checking the ball down if I have to, you know, and just trying not to put our team in bad positions.
With that said, you were a guy, you were a guy that turned the ball over a lot in San Luis.
Yeah.
You had some early. What's that? Is that the aberration?
Yeah, you know, it was something that I was trying to figure out because I've never been someone to throw a lot of interceptions, and so that was new to me. And, you know, I think it was a variety of things. You know, I missed some throws that, you know, ended up being picked. You know, I made some bad decisions. Yeah, and there were a few miscommunications. I mean, it was all over the place. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we can continue to eliminate those.
Is this, I mean, the way you played the last couple games, before you got hurt last week, is this the guy that you think you can be here? I mean, is this trying to come into all, come into form for you?
I hope so. I mean, you know, I felt like before, you know, the injury a couple years ago, I was playing really well. And, you know, I feel like before the injury this year, I was kind of coming back into that form. And so hopefully I can, you know, continue to build on that.
Bit off topic, but you have a Heisman Trophy vote. Who's your vote?
I voted for Baker Mayfield. Yeah, no, I thought, he's a fellow Sooner. You got to vote for the Sooners. And, you know, I thought he had a great year this year. You know, I thought he was deserving. I think it's a little bit unfortunate that he didn't get invited to New York.
Where do you keep your
home? It was at my parents' house for a while, and I think now it's in, like, my office at my house.
Has that ever happened to you? Any stories you tell about it having to take it anywhere or do anything?
My mom used it as kind of like a centerpiece on the dining room table for a long time because she didn't have anywhere else to put it. And so it stayed there for a while. And then I think there were like kind of decorations around it, but then she finally got tired of it and took it, brought it to my house.
We're not Sawyer Road in Oklahoma.
It's in Oklahoma.
Brian had a pretty good beer too.
I know. A little bit unfortunate. Hopefully we can get a Sooner in there next year.
Thanks, man.
Yep, thank you guys.